when I was born, Mom and Dad were told that there had been a terrible accident and that I probably wouldn't live. So that wasn't true. As I got a little older, about 6 or 8 months older, they figured out exactly what was the matter with me, that it was a spinal cord injury, which meant that for all practical purposes, I'm numb from the middle of my chest down. And in those days, it was determined that I'd probably, with any luck, make it to 3. And it's because of the discovery of antibiotics that help prevent the infections that go with having a spinal cord injury that I have made it this long. I didn't know that I was any different. Nobody told me. You know, I knew I had limitations, but nobody ever told me that I was that different. John was told, you don't hit girls. You be nice. Don't hit girls. They never said, don't hit your sister. So, I mean, you know, I was just one of everybody else. We had to share a bedroom for a couple of years. And we had these twin beds, and we were arguing. And he grabbed a hold of my braids, which were real long, halfway down my back, and yanked me backwards over the foot of the bed and tied his roller skates in my hair. And I couldn't move. I was stuck. And I'm laying there screaming, help, help, I'm going to die, help. And Grandma comes in, and she stood over me, and does she help me? No. She looks down and says, what'd you do to your brother? That's all she said. And left. And I, you know, I don't know how I got out of him, but finally I got out of my roller skates. I think I realized when I was real young that there was an end point to all of this. I think when I was about, I'd say 8 or 10, I decided that I knew what it was like to die, and so I wasn't afraid of the whole idea. The first year of college was simply learning how to learn. Talk about a shocker, a social change. I went from an hour a day being everything just being geared to me to having to sit in classes listening to some guy gas on for an hour on one subject.
You were Miss Wheelchair Ohio.
Oh, God, yes.
For two reignings of, yes, Miss Wheelchair Ohio.
Yes, the only person that ever did that.
Just wanted to get that in
what
there.
What about it?
I just thought that was really cool, and I know you always hid from that.
Oh, God,
later,
yes,
on in life, but, I mean, it's provided a lot of memories for our family.
Well, it's provided the family joke. I mean, I've got a trophy that looks like a tombstone. It really is awful.
I can't even explain how much you've taught me through it all. And every time we come through a struggle in our family, we always look to you because we're so blessed. And we always think, if Ian can do it, we can do it. Your strength has been overwhelming. She's rolling her eyes, but it's true. Her strength and her determination to do anything has taught me and my family some of the greatest lessons.
But I always got the best seat at the Broadway shows.
That's true.
All I ever wanted was to be ordinary. That was it. I hated being the special kid, the kid everybody, oh, you dear soul, you're so brave. I hated that. So all I wanted was to be ordinary, and by God, I got it. Right now, if I was to keel over, they could probably say in the obituary, a Columbus, Ohio spinster dies of nothing special. She was a teacher. Yeah, I mean, how ordinary can it get? So I really got what I wanted. And that actually can be quite extraordinary.